today?
No. Justin, if you're there, I want to maybe pipe in for that, the specifics on those questions.
They don't need buttons changed, you know, because I mean that's customization.
That would be up to like, but again, like I was saying, even for that, I think Justin was saying, okay, hold on.
Customization.
No, wait, hold on. Well, we have a small problem with the whole just change the whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
All banners have it. Okay, so there is actual work, so it isn't quite cut and paste. So, anyways, like I say,
okay, that's okay, because that's a sales technique right there, right? If we can change, to the text, right? Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, I mean, every banner can be unique to the site, right, depending where it is. But obviously, if we're going to have different templates done for different snares, we can change that. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to look mint. Whatever you do, like, you know, like, it doesn't have to look gold. We can tell the customers, we're going to tweak it up. This is your demo. Remember, it's a demo, right? And then once they pay the $100, we can tweak it up, get their input, and then you can actually put the time in and get it done right.
So what you're explaining, just so I can understand, is like saying Justin keeping his Photoshops, and then just changing the text layer of that, and just keep some generic kind of header, that kind of thing. Hey Justin, if you want to pipe in there. do you have your mic, Justin? I thought I heard you earlier.
Yeah, I'm just doing stuff, so I don't want to accidentally do it.
Oh, okay.
What CA would
you doing? But yeah.
Talk to Mike, don't worry.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to respond.
Okay, no worries. Actually, while you figure that out, quickly, Mike, just update Dan on what you might have heard for Custom Stoneworks, because I just want to give Val a bit. Like, is there any progression on that? At all, that project? I just need to get that out of the way.
No worries at all.
Okay, sit down.
If we're looking at like an actual kind of source, say, that's what I mean. You know, like, I mean, if this is like a demo site, right? I mean, all that you need to do is simply change the name. From there, if you like it, I mean, they might want changes done, that's fine, but at that point, that's the demo site, right? So they can pay $100 and customers.
And Scott, remember too that we would have our actual portfolio, like with actual customers. And then we can just work from there and show to customers, hey, these demos, this is what we made for them. We can show like actual, like protect all, AO cat, throw them up there right away, like T2, you know, that could definitely be up there too.
Maybe I should apply.
Hey, yeah, check it, man. No, it's turning it loud.
Oh, I can't apply.
But I'm just saying, Scott, like, yeah, if you're, well, I think we're saying, like, if you're guaranteed, like, say, my dad, you know, for example, signing
no,
up,
it is,
or
it is
your brother or something, you know, everyone's got, you know, their mothers, you know, uncles, relatives, so. I mean, yeah, if you're going to bring someone that close on board, yeah, go for the $100. If you've got a really good lead, like someone that you find on Kijiji, but you really connect or whatever and you think they'll go, great. But if you just hear about an order in India for 300 sites, you know, you don't know, you might not want to be customizing that order, maybe getting half of the deposit for that and then, you know, think about it that way. But you never know, because if you could sell to India, it's like, hey, you know, make 300 sites, and then we can, okay, well, here's, you know, give us 150 up front to see that you're serious, then that scenario makes more sense. If you've got, like, a really close relative or something, that's going to be your initial pull. But the big fish, you'll have to go with up front.
When they ask what's up.
Yeah, let us know if it's working for you there. Eight. Yeah. maybe around, what do you think would be a good time? 9:20? Yeah.
Don't call your gym.
Test.
Right. No, they have to use their own. And they have to use their actual email address, I think. No, I think they can use it.
You can just use Scott as the username, right?
Yeah, I tried that.
We have a test account? Okay, Daniel must have his. Check with Dan to just get to the front end.
Tell him I'm trying.
And Chris is going to try now, too.
Yeah, let me in, fine.
Can you try that from an outside? Okay, Chris was able to get in. He's going to try now browsing to that link. We're just getting
sorry, no hacking. Ask him if it says sorry, no hacking.
Does it say sorry, no hacking at the login logout? Right underneath login logout? Do you see that on that page at all? Sorry?
Yeah, that's because you can't call it in from that address. You have to log in from the back end.
You have to log in from, so just log in from the back end then. He knows how to do this.
Oh, it's your friend, dear. Your buddy. Hello, she missed the notice, so I'll just kind of forward you down.
Nice, you can forward the call.
$30 for two phones.
Yeah?
Nice. And they're like the new ones, the 5.2 or whatever.
I'll have to
like
get those.
I don't even get anymore.
Really? Although, there'll be another sale, though. They're coming down in price.
They are relevant.
All right, so let us know, Scott, once you're there. It's changed template, right? Or no?
Right, so what's your password?
To get into your back end?
Oh, the back end.
Yeah, just go through the back end, yeah. So, yeah, that's great. Yeah, so, I think I might be using more of that chat soon than not, so I'll be getting back to chat in the plate there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just for, like, really important stuff. Because the flow is pretty good. It's very low in that. But it's, like, a good headliner. It's like a Twitter. It's, like, you know, like, just updating.
Number of only holds, like, 50 numbers or something.
Yeah? Okay.
Did you get it? I guess so. I didn't call back. He's on his way, isn't he?
Make sure that these sites are the ones that we've done. Get them in there.
Okay.
We're actually real.
For a portfolio, yeah, for sure. So
I told him to type in 300 in the box.
Type in 300. You'll actually be able to browse. That's the one that Chris has put up.
300 through, I think, 312.
312?
Like
that'll be 12 of them. So go 300 and up, and then each of those sites is fully clickable. You can see everything.
All right. So you'll have, like, protect all through the JKS and all those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
If you want.
And then basically, yeah, exactly, we can do that. Make a list of our confirmed paying customers that we can actually say are customers. Actually, no, everyone we've designed a site for, even Lita Bin, because we made those sites, so they're functioning. So yeah, go ahead and we'll just...
Don't put Lita in there, obviously. You don't want to...
No advanced sites. Triangle Square won't be in there. Lita Bean's my ATM.
You don't want people to be like, oh, I want that site, right? But I don't want to showcase.
It depends, though. We say Lita Bin's is $300.
No.
Lita
Bin's won't say. I think that's mainly between Taylor and Genocat to get the top bar. I think you're right with the 50 pixel high, but we need, like, a black background.
Actually, no. We'll rip the website meet current background. Yeah, actually.